The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Listen to another parable. There was a man, a landowner, who planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his servants, slashed one, killed another, and stoned the third. Next, he sent some more servants, this time a large number, and dealt with them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them. 'They will respect my son,' he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, 'This is the heir. Come on, let us kill him and take over his inheritance.' So they seized him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They answered, "He will bring those wretches to a wretched end and lease the vineyard to another tenant who will deliver the produce to him when the season arrives." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? It was a stone rejected by the builders that became the keystone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. I tell you then, that the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to people who will produce its fruit." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
So as I said before, today it's a first communion for several children. It's a kind of special day for these our sons and daughters. So at first, let us think about the meaning of the communion, the first communion, and other people received the communion several times, I think. I don't know very well about the English words, but when I listen to the word of the communion, I think what a beautiful word it is. Communion means come, means with, together, and union. Its unity will become one. It's a beautiful word, I think. Communion means to become one together. Before that, the different parts, different persons, but by communion, we can become one. It's a very wonderful word, I think. In Japanese, we say "seitai hairyo." It's not wrong, but it's not so beautiful actually. But communion, the word of communion, is so beautiful word, I think. I read today's gospel. It's a kind of strange story. Landowner and the tenants are fighting each other. They killed or some trouble or fighting. There are many troubles in today's gospel. Why? There is no lack of communion, actually. Without communion, maybe, not only in the gospel, in this world, so many troubles, hatred, or discrimination, and misunderstanding in this world, actually. Because we don't have the sense of communion itself, actually. We have to think of that quite seriously, I think. Today, these children will receive the first communion. It's so nice, I think. You will eat the body of Christ, the Christ will enter your stomach, and you digest the Jesus Christ himself, and Jesus himself, how can I say, assimilate into your body and your souls, and Jesus Christ and you will become one. That is a communion. It's a kind of mysterious and totally grace of God, actually. From now on, you will receive the communion whenever you attend the Mass, actually. It's kind of, it's a big mystery, I think. You and Jesus Christ is so different, you know. We are just human being and very simple person. And Jesus is a holy person and God, literally God, so different. But in the communion, we will become one between Jesus and us. Jesus and me, we became one. It's totally grace of God. And we will receive that kind of grace in the Mass. So, by the power of the communion, we can make another communion with other people. Especially in your family, sometimes quarreling, sometimes fighting, or sometimes lack of communion. But by the grace of God, we can become communion within your family by God's grace. Between husband and wife, or parents and kids, we have some trouble, but by the power of communion, we can love each other in the family, and we can grow in the mutual love, in the communion itself. So please think of that. Today, these kids will receive such a grace of God. And of course, in this world, there are many conflicts, wars, and hatred, or everything. But by the power of communion, we can overcome that kind of the trouble or some hatred. We can overcome the grace of communion. So always please stand on the grace of communion. That is a privilege, actually, especially for the Catholics. We have this kind of grace, actually. It's a little sad. The Protestant brothers cannot have this kind of grace, actually. Only Catholics or Orthodox Christians only can receive this kind of the special communion with Jesus Christ. So please receive today's communion as a special gift, actually. And you can live with God. You can love each other to overcome many discriminations, many difficulties. Communion has a power to change yourself, to change your family, to change this world, actually. So what a grace it is. So by the communion, so let us pray today, especially for these kids. So in this world, it's very difficult to grow in this Japanese competitive society. But by the power of communion, so our sons and daughters with growing faith, growing the knowledge or learning, they have to do many things. But by the God's grace, maybe they will grow and they will become a real Christians in the future. We all of us, so see them and protect them and support them.